Westlock. A two-day preliminary hearing has been set for a 26-year-old man who faces six serious charges, including impaired driving causing death in relation to a fiery, late November 2022 head-on crash on Highway 44 north of Westlock that claimed the life of an 82-year-old Chisholm woman and sent her passenger to hospital. Cole Warkentin, 26, did not physically appear in Westlock Provincial Court March 22 for his second appearance or enter a plea on charges of impaired driving causing death with a blood alcohol limit over 0.08, impaired driving causing bodily harm with a blood alcohol limit over 0.08, dangerous operation of motor vehicle causing death and dangerous operation of motor vehicle with a blood alcohol limit over 0.08. During a brief 30-second appearance, Judge Clifton Purvis agreed to a request from lawyer Richard Forbes, acting as an agent for Warkentin's lawyer Christopher Millsap, to set a two-day preliminary hearing in Westlock Provincial Court November 16-17. If the judge that day determines there's enough evidence to proceed to trial, the case will move to Court of King's Bench, Judge Alone, in Edmonton. In a short follow-up email, Forbes explained that if the case would have stayed in provincial court, a plea would have been entered that day, while for King's Bench, a plea won't be entered until the trial. According to previous reporting, around 5:30 p.m., November 26, 2022, Westlock RCMP responded to a head-on collision on Highway 44 near Township Road 612 just north of the Pibroch turnoff. Police reported that a southbound Ford F-150 pickup truck appeared to have crossed the center line and struck a northbound Chevrolet Malibu. Following, the truck burst into flames. A November 28 media release from the RCMP confirmed that the driver of the Malibu, an 82-year-old woman from Chisholm, was declared dead at the scene, while her passenger and the driver of the F-150 suffered minor injuries. Highway 44 was closed until midnight the day of the crash as Stars Air Ambulance was called to the scene. During a February 10 interview, Westlock RCMP Detachment Acting Commander Corporal Riley Sutherland couldn't talk about specifics of this case but said when they lay charges of this magnitude it normally entails multiple units to complete the investigation. We were waiting for all of the information and evidence to be analyzed before we could proceed with charges, said Sutherland on the delay between the date of crash and when the charges were laid in early February. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.